USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Safe and effective treatments and vaccines against the coronavirus could be just over the horizon. That's the message from Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that a recent announcement from drug maker Pfizer is cause for hope.
The Pfizer CEO just announced that by the end of November, he thinks they may be submitting an application for a vaccine. 10 months after this pandemic hit our shores. This is incredible, historic news, Chuck, that we ought to be celebrating and have a great sense of optimism for, but also a recommitment bridge to that date.
Secretary Azar asked the American people to keep up efforts for curbing the spread of the virus until a vaccine is ready, emphasizing the need for face coverings and social distancing. His comments come as many states are seeing a rise in coronavirus cases, with 36 states recording an increase in weekly COVID cases. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many areas across the country are seeing more competitive election races this year than they're used to. And USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a look at the Senate race in Montana, which has gotten very close over the last several weeks.
As Democrats try to regain control of the Senate, they're trying to flip Montana from red to blue, where current Democratic Governor Steve Bullock,
what I've been able to do as governor, I want to bring that to the Senate,
is running against incumbent Senator Steve Daines.
We need help from those all across our country to want to make sure that this Senate seat stays in Republican hands.
The never-ending battle over public land use has voters crossing party lines in some cases. Daines voters wanting the land to be opened up. Meanwhile, Bullock supporters are wanting more preservation.
Something like 80% of voters see it as one of their major issues. And particularly among independent voters, public lands is even more critical.
Eric Austin with Montana State University. Currently, according to the Real Clear Politics average, Daines has a 3.3% lead.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Chinese officials are warning that they'll start detaining Americans in China if the U.S. doesn't put a halt to prosecutions against Chinese academics. Beijing says the U.S. is unfairly targeting Chinese citizens studying in the States. The complaint stems from the arrest earlier this year of four Chinese researchers accused of failing to record their affiliation with the Chinese army in their visa applications. And last month, the visas of 1,000 Chinese nationals were revoked for alleged national security risks. The U.S. State Department has also issued an advisory for U.S. citizens against traveling to China because of the risk of detention. Follow your dreams and maybe you'll find a dinosaur bone that's 69 million years old.
Nathan Rushkin has wanted to be a paleontologist all his life, and the 12-year-old made a significant discovery in the Badlands of Alberta, Canada. He found a partially unearthed dinosaur fossil while hiking with his dad over the summer. The fossil was a humerus bone from a juvenile hadrosaur, a duck-billed dinosaur that lived about 69 million years ago. The seventh grader says it's been his dream for a while. They sent pics to the Royal Terrell Museum of Paleontology, which ID'd the fossil, sent a team of paleontologists to the site. The crew's been there for about 2 months and uncovered nearly 50 bones that came from the single hadrosaur. Fossils are protected by law in Alberta, so it's important that people do not disturb any fossils they may find. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.